Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I talk about getting calls from faithful listeners who are asking for prayer for friends and loved ones. We encourage them to develop relationships with those whom they are praying for, along with this sound advice. Don't be intimidated or afraid to befriend brothers and sisters and establish relationships with them. Irene calls in with a praise report, reminding us of the time that Darren told her that if she resumed her painting, her son, whom she had not heard from for years, would call her. After she completed her second painting, her son called her. Another caller from Nebraska calls in, and Darren prays against a spirit of gossip and envy in that small town. Now let's join the program.
Received quite a long letter yesterday from a lady, and I'm giving you this. I'm complaining, okay? I'll tell you ahead of time. I've got a complaint here, and here's what it is. The letter starts out something like, I've got lots of problems, and I won't go into all what was in the letter. But she said, I have been listening to you guys for a year and a half. As if we're supposed to already know about her deal and supposed to jump right in there and pray. And what I'm saying is, if you want us to pray for her, we need to know you. And it makes it so much easier for us if we have some track record with you. If we've had a snapshot of you and your kids, or you and your horse, or you and your dog, or you and your car, you know, whatever's near and dear to you, we want some information. And some of you say, oh, Darren, I've listened to you for a long time. Now, that's good that you have, and I appreciate that, but I'll tell you something. That really doesn't impress me a whole lot when you haven't taken time to get a hold of us and say, I'm praying for you guys. I want to help you pay that air bill. You know, I want to help you with the kids down in Venezuela. Then I think you're serious. Then I think we're really ministering to your life. Now, I'm after you guys that are in the closet. You need to come on out, go public, and help us here. But if you expect us to jump in there and pray for you, which we're very willing to do, but we've got to have some relationship. We've got to have something going here. And we love to pray, but I'll tell you, when you respect the anointing enough to get a hold of us, things happen in your life. And I met with a man in a restaurant the other day, and he's a great supporter of the ministry and a dear friend, but he was talking to me about a situation he had, and when it all comes out in here and we can talk about it, I'll be real specific. In fact, I'll get him on the air. Within an hour after we prayed, And we prayed right there at the table in the middle of downtown Denver. He got home, he had an email, and things were going together. He's been trying to get this to go for a long, long time.
Finally, so you're saying where two agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven?
I'm saying that, but even more than that, I'm saying where there is relationship and respect there.
Yes.
And it goes two ways here, and he respects the anointing on our lives, he respects the ministry, gives into it, prays for us. Well, then there's just more there to work with.
Well, yes, and the respect is very important.
Sure it is.
And
you don't go to somebody you don't respect and ask them to pray for some very personal problem. This guy had a problem.
Well, and we don't. We go to close, very close people that we have a relationship with. That's right.
See, I wouldn't go to a pastor I didn't know. I wouldn't go to a prophet I didn't know. I want to know, what's this guy's track record?
Well, you wouldn't go down to the guy at the convenience store either. You get your gas there all the time, but you wouldn't confide him because you don't have a relationship with him. You just give him your money for the gas.
Well,
you know?
Some of them I do have somewhat of a relationship with. That makes me know I'm not going there for prayer. They take my money and I get my gas. Well, anyway, what we're saying is we need to know you, and we need you to be a part of the action here. So get off your duff and write to us and get your checkbook out and help us.
Well,
I mean, come on.
And it's important, too, when we receive messages that say, please pray for me and my family, and click. And you're going, whoa, there are how many millions in this area?
Oh, well, those are dodo prayers. Lord, help that dodo out
prayers.
There. Didn't leave his name. Didn't leave his address.
Wow.
We got no way of ministering to him with material.
No way. That's right.
Now, if you've listened to the show very long, you'll know, for example, this woman got born again this week. I noticed on the desk at the office you have a Bible ready to send out to her. Is that right?
Yes. Because she has made contact with our ministry. She has given to the Home of Refuge, and she has given towards the radio bill.
Right.
And so I am sending her a Bible. Not because she's done that, really, but yes, because of that.
Well, so. Anyway, folks, if you said, well, it just makes me fine, Matt, all the rest after my money. Well, you missed the whole point. And if that's what you think, I'm sorry for you.
That's right.
I really am. Let's go to line one.
I heard a pastor Sunday say 2,000 times in the Word, it talks about money. And I haven't counted, but he was throwing that out. And Jesus' sermons, out of 32 examples, 16 of them were about money. So guess what is some people are just holding that money to their heart. I mean, boy, this is mine, and I'm not going to give it away.
Got the hand on the
billfold. That's right.
All right. Let's talk to, we've got Lynn here in Denver. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine, thank you.
What's going on for you today?
Well, something kind of good. I wanted to tell you that when I came to the meeting this last time, and we were talking, and you gave me $10, and we were sort of, the meeting was a little bit about giving and tithing and how we can be blessed by doing that. Well, I had already decided how much I was going to give before I came.
Well, you know, the Lord told me to give you that $10.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I had already decided how much I was going to give. I had already had it in an envelope. But I took your $10, and instead of keeping it, I gave it back into a gift. And that turned out to be a gift back to me, which was extremely interesting. And I just wanted to let you know that part of that money is coming back to you, because that's where it started.
Round and round we go.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a fun way to look at things, because if you can keep the circle growing and going,
right.
Where can we go with that?
Well, you know, the Bible says you give and you shall receive. The world would say what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is true.
It is. And what we want, we plant. And where do we plant? We plant into other people so that we can get the harvest back ourselves. God really is a very gracious and a loving and he loves to give. He's a generous God, and he wants us to learn the very same thing about generosity. So that's great, Lynn.
One thing that I think I've learned over a small period of time is that God is not wanting us just to give. He's wanting to give to us more and more and more, so we can give more and more and more. And if we kind of get that concept down,
right.
To me, it helped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, that's right on, Lynn. And you know, I admired you. $10 is not much, and it might have been a put off or a put down or something, but you did not step over into pride. You just received that. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Well, God bless
you. The other thing that I would like to make a comment, though, as far as people and giving or not giving to specific areas, I know for myself it's been hard over the last year to have any money to feel like I could part with it because I couldn't take care of my responsibilities. And I appreciated, Darren, when you told me not to give up, not to give in to the devil, because that's real easy to do.
Oh, yeah. That's automatic for the flesh.
Well, it is. And, you know, it's a real hard line to draw as far as in your mind on, you know, what do I do with this money, until you understand and still until you get it in your heart.
Sure.
But on the other hand, if we're giving and we're tithing, say, to a home church, and we feel like that's as far as we can stretch, as far as God has given us so far, sometimes it's kind of hard to go beyond that and give in other areas.
Well, here's my answer to that. I believe that we need to give where we're fed. And most pastors, if they're honest, would say, you know, we can't possibly meet all the needs of our people. Now, we try, but we can't meet all of the needs. Last night, I was watching Benny Hinn, and Mike Murdoch was on there. Those two ministered to me they haven't in a long time. I love both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And from time to time, we've supported both of the ministries. In fact, we're pretty faithful with Mike Murdoch. But, God, and Mike was saying, you know, to Benny, I give to you, Benny, but my harvest comes from the Lord. And that was just so refreshing to hear these two giants in the faith talking in those terms.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was really ministered to me.
Well, and I agree with you on that point. I do agree with you. I'm just saying that sometimes, especially for those of us that are struggling to get to where we need to be, it's hard to get past where the line stops as far as what we're giving.
Right. Well, you're doing a great job. Mm.
God bless
anyway,
you.
Anyway, I appreciate you, and I love you, and thanks much.
Thank you. We love you too, Lynn.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Neat phone call. Here we got one from Castle Rock. That, for you folks that don't know, that's about halfway between Denver and Colorado Springs. Irene, how are you today?
Good morning.
I know you.
Yes,
I know you.
Yes, you do.
How are you?
Yes.
This is the first time I've ever called, but I have a praise report.
We're happy. We're happy you call.
And
we missed you this last month, by the way.
Well, we miss you, too. Yes. And I can't hardly tell you how much we miss your weekly meetings. Mm. You know, you never know how much you miss it until you don't have it anymore.
Yeah, you know something that goes both ways.
You are so faithful, too. You came all the way from Castle Rock through all that traffic at 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, every Tuesday night. You were some of the more faithful ones, Irene, and I really appreciate you and Irwin. I really do.
Thank you. My praise report, I want to tell you something that really, I was on top of the house almost. My son called, my son Ray, hadn't gotten in touch with us. It was been almost 3 years.
This is your absentee son's in the military?
He got out Monday, day he called.
Really?
And but he called and talked to us just like, to me, just like he had talked to me yesterday. And but if you remember, you gave me a word. The Holy Spirit told you, if I started painting again, I would hear from my son. I have just finished two paintings. Can you?
And I remember your words. I'm so busy, Darren. I just don't have time for that anymore.
Yes. But in God's timing,
God.
I started painting, but I had never forgotten that you told me Holy Spirit gave you this message.
Well, you know, I believe why the Lord wanted you to do that. You're such a fabulous painter, and God has blessed you with an extraordinary gift.
He has.
And for you not to use that gift is almost an insult to the Lord. And here you're following His, and it was His words, not mine. I just delivered them.
I know.
But that's wonderful, Irene. That's wonderful.
Anyway, when my son called, we'd prayed and we'd stood on scripture and we'd just loved him and forgave anything that we, we tried to go clear through our lives and finding any fault in ourselves, and any bitterness. And the Lord just told me the bitterness is gone.
Are you telling me you were not a perfect parent?
all of us.
I won't claim even to be a good parent, but God is the good one.
Well, Irene, you and Irwin have so much love to give, and it's exciting to see senior citizens like ourselves are able to love people.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to give you that praise report because I couldn't hardly stand not to call you on the phone.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
That you're at, your other number, but I wanted everybody to know how good God is and how wonderful of a deliverer you are of the word.
Thank you.
Well, God bless you.
We love you.
Well,
are we going to get to see these paintings?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Good.
I'd feel real cheated if I didn't get to see those. So.
You will.
Okay, dear.
God bless you.
Hey, tell Irwin hi.
All right, I will.
Okay.
God bless.
Same
bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye. Oh, she's a special lady.
Isn't she?
Oh,
we got a call from Nebraska. We need a drum roll or something.
Yeah, we do. Do they still play football in Nebraska?
I wouldn't know.
How you doing, Trish?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. We moved to Nebraska. We're in Llewellyn.
Okay.
And
I don't know. Where's Llewellyn? I don't know.
It's by Lake McConaughey.
Okay.
It's about 30 miles west of Ogallala.
Right.
It's a nice little town, and but we need prayer.
Okay.
The town, there's kind of I think it's a spiritual warfare, kind of like what we're dealing with all over. But
let's back up just a minute. Why are you in Llewellyn, Nebraska?
I don't know. Yeah, I've talked to the Lord about that one. I don't know. The Lord brought us here, and it was kind of we were in Parker, and it was so expensive to live in Parker.
Right.
There's a lot of less expensive places, though, Trish.
Pardon?
There's a lot of less expensive places.
Well, my husband got this house a few years back, and he's been working on restoring it.
Oh, okay.
It's an old Victorian, and we have no mortgage payment, and it was the price was right. Yeah.
Okay, so you had a previous history there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My husband had.
All right.
And back years ago when he was here before, the town's changed a lot, I guess.
How far are you off of I-80?
We're about, I'd say, 25 miles.
Right.
Okay. And we're north.
Yeah, that's beautiful country.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Anyway, it's a nice town, and we didn't know exactly why the Lord brought us here, but we're glad we're here. We want to be a positive part of the town, the community. One of the things that I see a lot of, though, that's very destructive to the town and the community and to a lot of good people is the spirit of gossip. It's very, there's a lot of it, I guess.
Well, that kind of goes with small towns.
Right.
You know,
right.
Big towns, you don't know who's talking about you because you don't know everybody. But
exactly, right.
Everybody knows, they kind of read your mail
mm-hmm.
and theirs and add a little bit to it.
Right, you bet.
Okay.
But anyway, I guess if you could just pray for our town.
How many people live in Llewellyn, Nebraska?
I don't know. Not very many. It's under 300.
Do you have a stoplight in town?
No.
That's kind of like
a stop sign.
A stop sign.
That's kind of like the town I grew up in. That sounds good.
It has a paved main street.
Ours did too.
Okay.
One street paved. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
we have actually two. So. It's very nice little town.
I'll let you country girls talk here. I'll back away.
No, we need to pray here.
What do you want us to pray against? I think it's also a spirit of pride.
Yes.
And probably just a judgmental spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, people do that. I mean, they get into gossip and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, some of them basically under that gossip is I'm a little better than they are, or I've got to tear them down because they have something I don't have or whatever. And I remember I moved from Seattle to a very small town in Colorado, and I thought I was going to die. I mean, you couldn't get a stovetop pizza past 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Seattle, you could get anything 24 hours a day.
Right.
I thought I had my wings clipped. So. But why don't we just pray?
I appreciate it.
Father God, we lift up Trish and her husband and their family in Llewellyn, Nebraska. And Lord, we come against this spirit that's over this town, this spirit of darkness that causes people to get into strife. And Lord, it says where there is strife, there's every evil thing. And Lord, I know strife is a first cousin to gossip. And so we ask right now that your Holy Spirit would hover over this little town. And Lord, I've seen you give revivals in small towns in Nebraska. I've seen you do that. I've seen you do that in North Platte and other areas in the state of Nebraska and Colorado and Wyoming and Kansas. I've seen you do that. And we're asking for that here. And Lord, make it very clear why you have Trish and her husband there in Llewellyn, Nebraska. Lord, I believe it's more than to just restore an old Victorian house. And so we ask you, Lord, just make it plain. Bring them quality Christian friends and let them be a light. Where there's been darkness, let it be light. We thank you for that in Jesus' powerful name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, if you'll leave your address, we'll send you a magazine.
That'd be awesome.
All right.
Yeah, we'd like that.
Yeah.
Can you hear us good up there?
We can. Yeah,
good.
We got the 670 station, and there's not many stations we get here, so I'm very grateful.
Well, that's good. Trish, we appreciate your prayers, too.
Well, we miss you here.
Miss you guys, too, and listen to you all the time.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll send you the February magazine and also the March magazines coming out next week.
That'd be great.
And we'll be praying for you, too.
Thank you. I'll do the same.
Hold on. Let's get your address here.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, praise God. Oh, hearing from all these big towns. You grew. Did they have a stoplight in your town?
No. No. Like she said, they had stop signs.
Did they have
wind? They had one paved street.
And did you have wind?
Yes, we did.
Some question.
Little Cafe is still going strong, the one we used to walk down from our high school two blocks to a Little Cafe. It was on I-85, right, you know, up through, going up to Cheyenne. and football fields there. But we were the last graduating class at Pierce High School.
Right.
Then they consolidated into Highland.
And you were valedictorian?
You don't have to bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know you do that for spite.
No.
You really do.
How many were in your class?
They were very intelligent.
Tell me how many were in your
class.
There
were 10.
I'm impressed.
Why don't we go to the song?
Okay, we got a song for you, folks.
We have a song, a praise song.
Overcome with that Southern gospel.
Oh, are you just overcome? Is that what you? Is that the emotions you show when you're overcome?
What do you want me
overcome?
To do? Run around the studio?
Yeah,
jump on this.
That would be really good.
This Barbara's something else. And she thinks I enjoy this as much as she does, but she thinks I don't enjoy it because, matter of fact, is it Pastor Sturman, this pastor of the First Nazarene Church here in Denver?
I think so. Yeah.
I think that's his name. But he was getting after his
Stearman.
People Sunday. Stearman. Well, whatever. God bless you,
he
Pastor.
He was getting after his people Sunday for. Keep it, you know, just folding their hands and not raising them and not clapping and not singing. He says you can sing or you can clap. You can do both. If you can't keep rhythm, sing. If you can't sing, then clap.
Do something.
Do something. Do something.
Do something. Well, I know a lot of churches, I'm not saying this about that one, but it's like iceberg lettuce. You know, God wants to, I believe, jerk the wrinkles out of them and get them going. But
I've never heard that before. It's like iceberg lettuce.
New. That's brand new.
Okay.
I get new material almost every day.
Anyway. Oh, man.
Our engineer's falling over in there.
Okay.
We enjoy doing these shows with you folks, and I particularly enjoyed these phone calls today.
Yes.
And, you know, God has so much more for all of us, and we just bring him a tiny little box and say, Lord, fill it up. Like, I think we bring him a jewelry box, and there's nothing in it. It's, oh, Lord, pour your blessings on me. We need to get outside the box, as they say. Maybe leave your box home and just go and say, pour it on me, Lord.
Did you know that by the opening of your mouth and saying what you said to your friend Irene, you need to go back into paying because she is so talented in so many areas.
Extraordinary.
And she gets going. She works hard. This lady does. She's always involved in other people's things and doing things for other people. And she neglects that great gift of painting that she has. We have two of her paintings in our house. And Darren, daily I go by and it's so peaceful. And I'm glad you said that because through the opening of your mouth and saying that to her, as she took what you said and applied it, then God brought a miracle, and she has been asking God to have this son call her for years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, God, he didn't call her for a long time. There was like silence. You wonder, what did I do? How can I repair it? And some of you folks are in that boat.
Yes.
And let me say this to you. Maybe you need to get to using your talents and your abilities so that God can just continue to flow through you. Maybe you've stopped up the pipeline here. But, yeah, that was a wonderful phone call. Enjoyed hearing from her and the fact that she's painting now, and that brings her so much joy. But she is so gifted with her hands. I mean, she made all the gowns or something for some big wedding party. I mean,
she's always doing that.
She does something else.
And she took me into her bedroom, and she had made blankets for the grandchildren. She had 26 boxes or so piled up in her bedroom. She had made all this stuff. You should see her sewing room.
She's something else.
She's a real talent. God bless you, Irene.
Well, folks, we've got a lot of dear friends. And see, now, these are the people who let us know them. They've hooked up with us. We got to know them. So, I mean, when they asked me to pray for their son, I could really pray for him with some passion. Now, if you want some disconnected guy, you know, call somebody else's radio show or go listen to them or go to their church or whatever. And if, you know, if it's their frozen chosen, if that's what you want, fine. You're not going to find that here. We want to get involved with the things that matter to you. That's what we're trying to tell you. But we need to know you.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in